Okay, Mark. I feel like I'm limp almost immediately.
Yeah, I have that effect on you.
Yeah, that's
probably
that's,
not a bad thing.
That's a great.
If it was the other way
that's
around.
Not, by the way, that's not a great opening line when you meet a lady. I feel like.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, well, maybe you're so
you're so blasé. You're just like, well, you just don't do it for me, love.
But that's not a great. Is that in the school?
Trying to you're playing hard to get. Well, you're playing soft.
It's a nasty idea, but treat a man, keep him keen idea. You know? Yeah. Which we don't subscribe to. We subscribe to
the idea that I gave anything that much thought would be a bit too. Yeah.
If you could give anybody, any young men out there, advice about the ladies, what would it be?
Just talk to them like normal people.
Hmm. Okay.
Not like you talk to the boys.
Well, then they're not normal people.
No, there's a difference.
Don't talk to them.
There's
like,
a difference, but just be normal.
Can I give you what I tell you?
That being said, one of my guys in my high school was quite a renowned ladies' man.
Ladies,
and
man.
And he, yeah.
You're a bit of a ladies' man in your day?
No.
Well, you're not?
No, not really.
Yes.
I am married, though. So
you got one in
I got
somewhere.
One. That's all right.
My piece of advice to young men is a simple one.
Okay.
And it's shower.
Yeah, that's true. Be clean.
Be clean.
People make like
sure,
clean.
And do your washing. Make sure you're clean. Your clothes are washed.
Yeah.
And they don't smell and you don't smell.
That's
because
true.
When you're a young man, the amount of time you spend going like and just clothes that you've reworn thousands of times, and then you go around them and you're like, you might be around other filthy young men who don't give a fuck either and don't really smell it.
Yeah.
But when you're new into that environment, you're like, oh, damn, son.
Can I make a confession of one of my, like, more despicable kind of moments in my life?
Love to hear it. I love where this is going.
I was a teacher in China in my 20s, right? Just to have a few drinks.
Is this going to be incriminating? Are you going to have
to
be locked up?
No, it's not quite incriminating.
Are you going to put on a list?
I used to have a few drinks and smoke some cigarettes and eat food that was very unhealthy for me, so I didn't have a great lifestyle. So I probably wasn't the...
Similar to now.
Probably didn't smell that good, if I'm honest.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
Any odors that I was emitting were not
pleasant
odors.
Yeah, I had a stinky phase. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I distinctly remember I went to a boarding school, which I was kind of farmed out to teach at twice a week.
Yes.
So I went to this boarding school class, and in that class, there was this one kid who all the other kids didn't like because he didn't like having a shower.
Yes, right.
Because those kids had to, like, pay, I think, a little bit for hot water, or you could just take a cold water shower.
Yeah.
And he was stingy, and he was just like, fuck it, I'm not having a shower.
That would be you.
So nobody wanted to sit next to this kid,
sure.
Right?
I understand.
I'm about to go teach this class, a good class.
Are you?
And
is this before, the twist where we find out you're the kid?
So before I went to the class, sitting there having a smoke, and I dropped a bomb. And I was like, holy...
When he says he dropped a bomb, he means a fart, by the way.
Right. I didn't actually go to communist China and drop a bomb. So
exactly.
I was like, you know, when you have an adverse reaction to it yourself, you know it must be really bad. So I was just like, oh my God.
Put a pin in it for a second.
Okay.
When you do a real cranker of a fart, like a real lethal one, is there...
I'm pretty proud, usually.
Are you pretty proud?
Yeah.
Do you like the smell of your own flavor? Do you sit there and go, whoa, that's
my favorite is seeing other people react to it. Something gratifying about that.
There is something gratifying about it, but there have been a couple of times in my life where I've been like,
yeah.
Like, what am I eating?
This was one of those moments.
Okay, yeah.
This was one of those like, oh my God, I can't let anyone else smell that.
Yeah, right,
they're going to
yeah.
judge me.
Yeah, they
so
should.
I was teaching this class from about half an hour through this 45-minute class, and I feel my tummy just... Oh my God. I can feel this is coming.
Yeah,
and I got the kids doing some book work, and I just... As my tummy's rumbling, oh, Jesus. I just go around the class and I start inspecting the work they're doing.
Did you go next to Stinky Boy?
Stood next to Stinky Boy and I just let it go.
Why did you go into the hallway?
I didn't think of it. I never go to the hallway. It would have been weird.
Just been like, I just excuse didn't, me for a moment, yeah, class. No. Just been out there. And then go, Principal Stevens, how are you?
I stood next to that stinky kid and I just dropped it.
And then
I left and went back to the podium. And they all smelled it.
You're a terrible
they
man.
They smelled it. They started blaming him.
Oh. And you didn't
he
go.
He protested in his innocence and they started punching him.
Oh, they started punching him.
Well, not like full on punching him, but like, they, yeah, exactly. I started laying into him and I just watched. Despicable human being.
You are a real prick.
That's such a prick thing to do.
You're an asshole.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's bad. So you.
Sorry, but that's not
so
rugby.
So he was already having like.
He was already kind of under the pump
down.
For being. Yeah, he's already ostracized for being the stinky.
And you're like, you know,
I'm gonna make this guy's life worse.
It was anti-bullying day on Friday, and you were like, no, I'm pro-bullying today.
How can I make this kid suffer?
Yeah.
Sorry, stinky kid.
Do you reckon he's out there watching?
I don't think so.
No.
Doesn't have access to YouTube, I don't think so.
Oh, my God. And but he got through that. Maybe he grew for the experience.
Maybe he decided, like, I can't keep doing this. I need to, if I stink that bad, I need to go have a shower.
Do you think
pay
that,
the 1 year.
Do you think that was the tipping point for him? Maybe you helped him. Maybe. Tell yourself that to get yourself
it'll make me feel better.
Sleep at night.
I know I stink, but you might want to come a little bit closer just for the framing.
There you go. How far out of the frame am I?
No, there was some rugby on.
Oh, yes, there was some rugby on, but I quite enjoyed your fart story.
Thank you.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
There was some rugby on. Would you like to talk about it?
I would.
Because this is called Two Cents
Gets Distracted. It's a rugby podcast.
It's a rugby podcast.
If you've just skipped through to the rugby moment on the timestamp, you've missed a hell of a fart story.
You really have. I'd go back and listen to it if I was you. But this is the bit where we get to
we
business. We really get into it. We get into the nuts and bolts.
Exactly.
We talk hard stats. We don't get distracted.
So,
despite the name. And we just stay on point and we just talk about scrums and rucks and
what
shit.
What we do.
Set piece. Let's get into the set piece. Should we call the
set piece podcast?
The set piece. It's a rugby podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah. But anyone think we should be called the Set Piece Podcast out there? All right. I was about to go on another tangent, but you've already kind of kicked us off. So
I want to kind of let you guide us here.
See, this is a tough week.
There's URC.
Yes.
Penultimate round.
Irk.
There's some Super Rugby.
Super Rugby.
If we want to, there's a historic women's match where the Black Ferns play Canada.
Yes.
And
I think we should definitely touch on that.
There's an upcoming Champions Cup final to touch on
as well. Is that this weekend?
This coming weekend, yeah.
Oh, see, this is what happens sometimes. This is on my channel, and I've got an absolute shitter of a week. An absolute dud. This is called a no rugby news week, really.
Right.
There's some domestic stuff on. The competitions are heating up. There's no internationals. Nobody's retired. No massive scrum, like law changes to irritate everybody. We've just got some
regular results.
Regular results to chat about this week. And then you'll have the freaking Champions
Cup. I'll have
the
final.
What else you got next week, you jammy bastard?
Yeah. But then there's a bunch of like Super Rugby finals and stuff coming up and URC finals, so there'll be rugby.
There'll be rugby. There'll be rugby. And then the internationals will be upon us.
Exactly. Before you know it.
And it will be great. Well, where do you want to start? The Irk or the Soups? The Soups or the Irks?
Why don't we go with the Irk?
All right. Okay, let's go the Irk. I watched Ulster Leinster. Well, I watched part of it.
I watched Ulster Leinster this morning as well. A lot of Leinster fans are not happy. Can I tell you why? Or do you know why?
Leinster look. That try where he put it down on, was it Sheehan's legs? And it looked like it was a bobble to me and it didn't actually get put down. Was that the thing that they're irritated about? Because I would, and they were like,
They're more irritated by the
didn't
coach.
Look like a try to me. Why is that?
Because he fielded a kind of B team.
Yes.
With an eye on the Champions Cup final. And
no
he's Jackson, done that.
There's a park, no low, no.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's done that for a couple of years now, and they haven't won the Champions Cup in the years that he's done it. So they're kind of, what's the definition of insanity? Like doing the same thing and not getting the results. So some people, I think, would make the argument, if you want to keep these guys match sharp, you got to play them. And in terms of the Irk, like Leinster are now like third on the table. They were like almost they only lost one game up until a few rounds ago, but now that he's been fielding the B team, they've lost a couple of games in South Africa. They've lost this game, so they're kind of dropping down the log. Which in terms of playoff matches could mean an away match instead of a home match.
And it's one of those things where the other team are like, we're playing Leinster. This is one of the big teams.
And Ulster was in like on 49 points with two or three other teams. So
it's a must win. The fans seem to be desperately into it.
Fans were amazing.
Yeah. They were really into it. But I thought that it was sort of punch and counterpunch. A lot of penalties from Ulster, wasn't there? Essentially, and that last try that didn't look like
both sides kind of conceded weird tries. Like there was an intercept that Ulster got, there was a charge down that Leinster got, so both of them kind of conceded a few jammy ones.
Yeah, well, that's it rugby, happens. That's rugby. Yeah,
clutch kick at the end from John Kearney, penalty 40 odd meters.
Yeah, he's got to be happy about that, doesn't he?
I would say so.
Jeez Louise, it's real. I've got to be honest. I watched a 7-minute highlight package. It's quite hard to have like an in-depth conversation. That's why you come here to watch 2 cents get straight.
The highlights have been notoriously bad, but you were telling me you watched it on the broadcaster here in NZ.
One thing that irritates me about these highlights packages we watch, and probably just the overall coverage, is I don't want to watch a bunch of finely tuned athletes photos looking like absolute twats, like flexing at me like they're the bloody ultimate warrior.
So they're showing you the intro stuff where they're like the front row today is this guy, and this guy, and they show their intro pieces.
Doing all these, doing these poses and stuff. Can we just stop it? Do they have to? I know they're trying to make an entertaining product, but do they have to?
What would you have them do?
Stand there. Give me that. Okay. You know, like. Or even like, have you seen the NFL guys where they go? They go, Clarence McConner, Arkansas State. You know, like they stand up and they say who they are and whatnot, and they do that in Origin too. They stand up. They have footage of them saying their name,
right,
and where they're from, basically.
Mm.
Maybe that would be a little bit. It'd probably take a little while.
I suppose so.
But yeah, I don't know. All the posing and
flexing doesn't belong in a highlights package. That's for sure.
The pointing to the chest, the flicking. The stupid ones are they sometimes have a thing where they've got a guy like spinning a ball on his finger, and he's got his finger and the ball right in front of the player behind him, like who's they've got their photoshopped image behind him. Like, does it irritate anyone else? Do they have to look like twats?
Or is Tony just a grumpy old man?
What do you think?
No, I don't really care.
Yeah, fair enough.
Don't have a strong opinion about that one.
Does it add anything to the game for you?
Not really.
But it doesn't bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me. I'm irritated by a lot of small things, but that's not one of them.
This seems
more of a right up my alley.
Yeah, it's really in your ballpark, that sort of
irritation. I would admit that it doesn't belong in a highlights package.
Yeah, like the 7-minute highlights package and you get 3 minutes of that shit.
Yeah. I was telling you just before we started that the URC highlights on YouTube are awful. They're only 3 minutes long.
I don't watch
Some people have said that it's only 3 minutes long because they're limited by what they can put free to air on the broadcast on YouTube. They have to kind of save the extended highlights for the broadcasters, like the official broadcasters who paid for that.
Yeah. Hey, can I do something that's maybe never been done on a podcast before?
Is it a fart related thing or you gonna fart and try and blame it on me because there's no stinky kid around?
Yeah, no. Can I take my? I'm gonna try and take my socks off.
Okay.
I'm wearing very fluffy socks.
Okay.
And I'm feeling they're too fluffy. So
it's
you
a bit brisk.
Yeah, I know, but I feel.
You can handle it. You can go barefoot.
I've got quite a heavy hat on and socks. I feel like I'm just sort of getting insulated by both ends.
Right.
I'm like a Chinese finger trap.
There you go. Need to let that heat out. Did you watch
You know what a Chinese finger trap is sexually?
I've never seen one in China.
Or is it a Japanese finger trap?
Let's go with Japanese.
I won't tell you on here, actually. It's inappropriate.
So we watched Ulster Leinster. That's an interesting game in terms of the log.
What's up, Mark?
Did you watch any of the games? Did you watch Sharks against Cardiff?
No.
I believe the Sharks also rested. I didn't watch that game. They just rested. They've got the Challenge Cup final coming, so they rested their team and got beaten at home.
Did Stormers versus Canuck?
Cardiff got a win. They didn't get many wins. And down in South Africa, but against the Sharks beat
team. Cardiff's a great rugby town. Why do they have a shit team? Well, they won, so.
Welsh rugby, not in a great place. You watched the Stormers go to Connacht and get a win, did you?
Yeah.
I didn't see that game. How was it?
It was.
Give me your hot takes. Give me some key events and some stats.
To and fro.
Oh, yeah.
Tight to the end.
Oh, yep.
It may or may not have been won with a kick.
Okay, you sound like a man who watched that game and remembers all the details. That's good. I'm enlightened for having heard your point of view.
There were some tries.
I don't need to watch the highlights now because I've got them.
There were some tries that happened that were like close to the line. Oh, yeah. And they got over the line and put the ball down.
Any particular try scorer that stood out? Or?
Bundy Aki was playing.
Oh, okay. Did he get a try or no?
Mani Lebok was playing.
He got man of the match.
Yes. I knew that. And
I saw that on social media somewhere.
Yeah. Looked like everyone was having a great time. But the fans were really into it.
Okay. That's a tough one for Connor because they are one of those teams in that mid-table. Why are
we never talk URC and you're like throwing me straight into the
You said you watched it.
I watched a tiny little bit. Oh,
okay. Okay.
Okay, let's keep going. This
in the context of the URC, that's a tough one because Connacht are on 45 points
Munster.
They really needed to win that because they're outside the eight now, 4 points behind the playoffs.
Connacht really needed to win that.
They needed to win it, yeah. Bugger.
And Munster, they played
I watched Munster play Edinburgh. That hit. Did you watch that?
I saw the highlights.
Okay, there were a couple of really weird moments in that game.
I saw the highlights whilst being on my phone.
Okay. Okay, don't ask you any detailed questions. Okay.
No, ask me a detailed question. See if I got it.
Okay, so there's one moment where...
It was a heck of a moment, this.
The Edinburgh 10, who used to play for Munster, puts a clearing kick from his own in goal.
Oh, yeah.
Big South African bit of beef, Arkia Sneyman comes in and fuckers clatters into him and flattens him on his ass.
Oh, my word.
Right? You could argue...
I feel like a mayor, this is
you
great.
You could argue it was late.
I'd argue that.
But for mine, it's just on time. A second later and he's late. But
I like the way you think about it.
He just made it.
Yep.
But Ben Healy, the 10, didn't appreciate it. Yeah, he's got a 2...
Who would?
2 meter, 120 a kilo bit of South African beef on him.
And by the way, we're just talking about his penis.
He didn't
That's
like
just
it.
His penis. The rest of him's huge.
So though. He kind of gave him a bit of push and shove. He's being flattened, so he's on the ground. So it's... Then Arkis Neymar just didn't get off him. So he's just lying on top of him.
Oh, yeah.
And then it kind of escalated from there with one of the Edinburgh guys coming in and trying to get him off him.
Uh-huh.
And a bit of argy-bargy. And then...
Love a bit of biff.
For mine, this is a, guys, fucking cut it out, you know. You've hit him and it's fair and you've taken exception to it. Guys, let's just...
We don't need that in the game, you know.
And if you come running in next time, you're going to be fucking in trouble.
Captains, go talk to your players.
For me, that's what
it
was.
It's been a good game so far. We don't need any of that nonsense.
But the ref didn't do that. He's like, right, forget about the two guys who initially were out of it. The guy who came in, he's like, you're getting penalised.
So the guy who was trying to get Snowman... Lying on top of the player.
He did come in. He flew at him like a bullet. So he did come in at him.
Third man in always gets the shit.
Yeah. So the third man in gets the penalty, which means Munster got a penalty right on the Edinburgh goal line, at least to a try.
Yes.
It directly leads to points. And I was like, that's unnecessary.
That's a shame.
Yeah. That's not a way you want to be conceding points.
You know what happened in the Manly Broncos game over the weekend?
Given that it's rugby league, no, I do not know what happened in the Manly Broncos game.
End of the game. Super tight game. One of the Manly players, Broncos players gets tackled. Another man comes in to sort of finish off the tackle. Takes him slightly high, just gets him like sort of...
This is the bleeding from the eye guy?
He gets the side of his head and then he grabs his eye.
Right.
And you see on replay, and then he gets a penalty. And then you see on replay that it didn't go anywhere near his eye. He just milked it.
Got a gamesmanship.
Penalty, got a penalty and won the game. They won the game out of a bit of bullshit. So that's for
embellishment
all those people.
Is that's, what they call it in the NHL.
You can't have that, yeah.
You get penalised for that in the
NHL. And you could see it on the replay as well.
Yeah.
But the bunker was like, couldn't really do anything about it. Well, it was weird.
I kind of despise the embellishment.
Me too. We don't embellish anything.
Well, certain things.
You always get found out at any time. You can't go into a bar and go, ladies.
Exactly.
This thing is huge.
And they know that Ferrari's rented. I don't own it. I just rented it.
You rent penises?
That's a Ferrari, the car that
I'm
driving.
Okay, sorry. I thought we were talking about penises.
You were talking about penises. There was another call in that Edinburgh Munster game which went the other
rent-a-cock.
Way.
Rent-a-cock.
That's a good business idea. Let's get it going.
Exactly.
Where there was a
Edinburgh... Sorry, I'm just sort of stuck on like the advertising, what the tagline would be. Coming your way. Rent-a-cock.
There's an Edinburgh try... The TMO looks
at it. Sorry. Yeah, yeah.
TMO looks at it all day long.
Yes.
And he finds this one frame where he's like, that's a clear ground loop, but you can see fucking nothing for bodies.
Okay.
You can only see bodies and there's like that much ball. And he's like, that's a try.
Really?
And you know, the TMOs are usually like, unless I've got the smoking gun, I can't give a shit.
That's
this TMO was like, motherfucker, I have X-ray vision. Look at that ball. That's clear as
daylight. Yeah, I did. I saw that on the highlights. And I just assumed that I wasn't getting all the angles because it was.
No, really, that was the angle.
Oh, shit.
So bizarre. That game just had bizarre referee calls. I'm usually pretty blasé about the referee calls, but I was taken aback.
I'm still stuck on Rent-A-Cock. Coming your way. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is a great start to this podcast.
So that's the URC.
Yeah.
Ospreys beat the Dragons. The Lions had a key win over Glasgow.
Ospreys are the shining light of the Welsh rugby.
Yeah, they're still not going to make the eight, though, sadly.
Seriously?
Yeah.
God.
The Lions did their eight chances a boost with a 44-21 win over Glasgow.
Nice, well done.
Because
Rihanna will be happy.
Yeah, that puts them just outside the playoffs with one match ago. They're in ninth, but they're on 49 points. Edinburgh on 49 points.
Bada boom.
And the Benetton are on 49 points.
Ooh.
That's 7th, 8th and 9th. They're all on 49 points. And the last round is going to be tasty.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like that? You like that crunch time
And that's
shit.
The top half, not the top two-thirds.
Super
rugby.
Although this year it has been...
It has made for a good storyline.
But just because of the Crusaders.
Just because of the Crusaders, yes.
Yes, because it's so glorious.
Yep.
So glorious! And there's still a chance that the Crusaders could still get through somehow, but hopefully not.
Yes, there is a chance.
Is there a chance that every team could still get through?
Waratahs are on 12, the Drew are on 21, so they could if nobody else gets any more points and they get two bonus point wins. So yes, I think mathematically the Waratahs are still alive!
Hold on, hope, Tars fans.
Yeah.
It's an indictment that the Tars are the bottom of the table, isn't it? You think about New South Wales, Sydney, that's meant to be...
They've lost like 10 props this season.
It's meant to be a bit of a hotbed.
They've been getting in guys on loan.
I think there's a lot to get excited about for Australian rugby at the moment. Mm-hmm. I really do. But
are we going Super Rugby already?
Where do you want to go?
Yeah, Super Rugby, okay. I guess.
But I had a hot take just coming at me right now.
Aussie rugby.
I think there's a lot to get excited about. There's a lot of good fans. I think Joe Schmidt. He's going to be. He's a hell of a coach, and they could do good things. But the big area I would be concerned about right now, they got Taniela Tupou, who's a quality scrummager.
He's always out injured.
But if you just looked at like Slipper over the weekend, one of the top line guns, he got absolutely mothered.
Mm-hmm.
By the Crusaders.
Yep.
They don't seem to have an international quality front row. They just...
Angus Bell's injured. Harry Johnson-Holmes is injured. Yeah, a bunch
they've
of
got,
guys
they've
are
got,
injured.
They've got no one who's... who's not going to get dominated. That's what I worry about.
I don't know. Latoa's pretty good.
But is he going to go... Is he going to be able to, you know, save...
He's not like top five in the world, but he's pretty good.
I just watch every Australian team I seem to watch. They get absolutely... If they play a New Zealand team, they get absolutely dominated in the front row. We just have been ripping teams apart. That's what kept the Crusaders in that game against the Brumbies.
Mm.
And the Brumbies' front row was nothing to be sniffed at on paper.
No, that's right. Slipper and Olatoa were both Wallabies.
Yeah, but they were getting absolutely shat on, you know? Cody Taylor... Newell.
Newell's a big guy. They're talking about how much he was like squatting.
He looks promising. We've got some good props coming through in New Zealand at the moment. And was it Moody who was playing?
Moody was named in that one. Yep.
He was scrummaging bloody well. So I think we've got some good prop stocks in it. And you think about, we also always go on about the front row for South Africa all the time. They're probably... In that World Cup final, in a scrum that was down to seven, unless we put it...
All Blacks did it, right?
All Blacks did great. Mm. We did not get dominated at all at scrum time.
Mm.
Did we get some scrum penalties? Maybe.
I can't recall. I've kind of blocked that.
Yeah. What Rugby World Cup final?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think they played the World Cup last year. They just decided to can it.
Yeah. So we'll just give it to Sia Khaleesi and move on.
Exactly right. Super
Rugby.
Did you watch the Hurricanes?
I feel like your energy isn't really here today.
Did you watch Moana Pacifica?
Woo!
They lost, but they didn't get a hiding.
Yeah, that and that was surprising because I turned it on and I was like, why, they're still in this?
Yeah, I was watching it with the old boy and we were talking about like my nephew who's sick.
Yeah, you're talking about your nephew is sick. Garrett was watching it too.
He was watching it. He's actually getting he's getting a bit loud.
Watching
the Blues, and when the Blues would get a try, he was like, yes!
That's what you want to see.
I was like, god damn, son.
Yeah.
Getting into it.
Ba-boom.
And then he had this weird line when we were watching the Black Ferns earlier. He was like, he asked my daughter, who do you want to win, Canada or New Zealand? And she's like, New Zealand. Yeah. And then she asked him, who do you want to win? And he's like, New Zealand, obviously. I'm like, bro, you just asked her the same question. Why are you giving her shit?
You can't. You know when you have kids, right?
Siblings just give each other so much shit.
But you can't act like one of the siblings.
Oh.
Yes.
I didn't actually say that to my children.
You thought it.
I just said, Garrett, you know you asked her that same question, right?
Should we do a role play?
He didn't know.
So I need you to play two parts. Okay. I'll play Garrett.
The Rebels and the Chiefs. 23-26.
Yeah, the Rebels and the Chiefs. Yeah,
that went down to a DMAC kick of the death.
Rebels really needed to get that win on the board, on the board, didn't they?
They've lost a few games in a row. That potentially their last ever home game. What's the final score, sorry? 23-26. Wow. DMAC gets a 79th minute winner.
Mm. Yeah, a bit heartbreaking. Mm.
Do you reckon the Rebels will be in it next year if this consortium can make a deal? Or do you think that we get the Hawaras back?
You know, they've been one of those interesting stories this year in terms of, at the beginning of the year, we were definitely those people going, there's just not enough talent. It'd be great to get the cream rising to the top, get it more competitive and all that sort of thing. And I saw that guy, I forgot his name, Uggy. He made a really quite a compelling video about, you know, why they needed to keep them on the board and why it was good for
mm-hmm.
Australian rugby. Don't ask me to recite any of the points, but I remember thinking at the time.
So he was in favour of five teams.
Yeah.
Because I remember a year or two ago, I saw a video. I think it was linked to some of Ben Darwin's stats because he's a big stats guy.
Yep.
And he talked about how like the peak Aussie teams in the old Super Rugby was when they had three teams, because the core of like the Wallabies had come from the Brumbies and they had come from like one club Australia. So they had like cohesion, because he's all about cohesion. Mm. They had cohesion from like that level to that level, then all the way to Wallabies level, and it like bred success. Like he's this guy who reckons, he's a former Wallaby, but he reckons you can look at a team's like cohesion level, how many matches have these guys played at any level together, and that'll directly relate to their success on the field.
It certainly can't hurt.
Yeah, so he reckons more teams coming together, less cohesion, that works worse. So he was more in favor of fewer teams.
Mm. I think when you look at like the great All Black teams, you can say that with like Conrad, Ma'a, and
certain partnerships, though.
Yeah, 100%. You know, having basically half the pack of the Crusaders for a good part of those years as well, with just a few freaks from the Blues and whatnot.
Mm.
There was... Yeah, it's a hard argument to argue with, but like I'm not wildly familiar with the South African teams. They're not all from...
No, the South African guys are all from all over the shop.
Yeah. All over the world as well.
Playing. England and France are the same. I mean, obviously, France have got a lot of Toulouse guys there at the moment, but they've got heaps of clubs.
Same
with the English. They've got heaps of clubs. They make World Cup final, semi-final, last two tournaments.
And then you look in football and stuff like that. Mm. Those guys are from all over the world.
All over the shop as well.
They'll come from one or two teams. It can't hurt having that cohesion. You definitely see it pay when you've got people understand each other's game really, really well and know where someone else is going to be and know that they can throw a pass and that player's going to be in that space.
Well, I mean, there's been arguments the other way as well. Like when the Crusaders have had dominant teams, I think was it like Robbie Deans's Crusaders made most of John Mitchell's All Blacks or something?
Yeah.
And everyone was like, there's just too many Crusaders.
And then we call them the Red and Black All Blacks.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Caleb Clark, mate. No, it's not Caleb Clark. Caleb Ralph.
Ralph.
And everyone was like,
worst All Black ever. Basically.
He was like, looked like Terry Wright, basically.
Yeah.
Not that Terry Wright was bad, but it was like Terry Wright playing in 2007.
Yeah.
Or 2003. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was just, it was interesting, wasn't it? Didn't they go through that year in 2002 unbeaten?
I don't remember.
I don't think they lost a game that year. Okay. Yeah. It sucked. I was in the UK living with a guy from Christchurch. He told me about it.
I bet he told you about it.
Did tell me about it. Richard McCaw was bursting onto the scene around then.
He's a good player.
He did all right, didn't he? Two World Cups. Not bad.
Drua Reds. Did you watch that one? That was an early game.
Yes.
From Fiji. Suliasi Vunivalu.
Oh, yeah.
Got a yellow card for a trip.
Double tripper.
Got a yellow card for a trip. There's not many tripping yellow cards in rugby at all. You might see one or two in a season.
And they were both trips.
He did two trips in one game.
At home. At home.
Back in his hometown. And he got red carded. That's dumb.
Super dumb.
So dumb.
Huge for the Drua to get that victory,
though. Oh, big time. They needed that to extend the lead, like whether. Because they're still eighth, so they've lifted the bar for everyone else to try and.
Which
get
is
over.
Good for all of us going, keep the Crusaders
out of the top eight. Yeah, exactly.
And then, yeah, so that was. You know, it's still great to see those Fijian fans getting into
it. Oh, they love it.
Getting it. And it was tight for the majority of that game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And the Reds, I think I enjoy watching
nice
the Reds.
Tries. They're a fun team to watch.
We haven't talked about them. What's his name? Is it Tim Ryan?
Tim Ryan came off the bench, yeah.
They call him the Junkyard Dog. It's a guy, like the Australian commentators. What's that guy's name?
Sean Maloney.
No, the other guy.
Greg Clark.
No, the other guy. I want to say the brown guy.
Sam Sykes or whatever. No. Was. Sam Wykes.
No, the other one.
Oh.
The one who's quite good. No, it goes into
Morgan Turinui.
Yes,
there you go. So you said the one who was quite good. I knew who you meant.
Yeah, Morgan Turinui is like this week on Dog Watch.
Apart from Dog Watch, Morgan Turinui, I think on balance of things is probably one of the best commentators.
I've seen it.
He knows the laws. Like so many of the guys don't know the laws. I'm guilty of not knowing the laws, but Morgan Turinui. Really genuinely knows the laws and he'll be correcting the other guys like they changed that mate last year. He doesn't rub it in their faces either. He kind of just gently moves the conversation. Absolutely. He knows the laws, he knows the players. And when other teams come from like Europe and stuff, like he knows who they are. With like Joey Wheeler early in the year pissed me off because he had no idea about the Welsh guys.
Said, that'll be the first offload he's ever had. Exactly. He's like, well, if you've ever seen
him play. If you've ever seen him play, you know it's all a part of his game. But Morgan Turinui genuinely knows his game.
We didn't do an ASMR for this week, but this is a sawmill.
Okay.
Indian Pale Ale.
Okay.
An IPA in some circles.
It smells fruity.
You smell fruity.
Unless not to that stinky kid.
Stinky boy.
Sorry, mate. What other games were on? That. The Brumbies beat the Crusaders.
Yeehaw!
Dodgy, happy, good decision at the end.
I think it's the decision. It was very unfortunate on Quinton Destrange.
Quinton Destrange?
Quinton Strange?
Yeah, Quinton Strange. Strange decision for him to slap the ball out.
No, but it was like there's a guy running through who's trying to regain it, and you just, like, chuck a hand up there. It's, like, totally...
Instinct.
I love the way Ben O'Keefe, like, came up to him.
Can't do that in rugby union.
You can't do that in rugby union. He didn't say you can't do that in rugby. He said you can't do that.
Didn't say you can't do that.
Yeah, he said, because you can do that
in rugby league. Yeah.
And Sonny Bill Williams got a yellow card for that many moons ago at the end of an England test or something like that. Just tapped it out. Like, you see rugby league play, because it's a big fifth... for tackle play, is
bat
to
the thing out,
chip it, you know, ding it into the dead ball area and try and get a repeat set. The guys just tap it out. But yeah, he just went up there like wasn't attempting to catch it, but he was just trying to prevent the other guy from scoring a try.
Yeah, that's right. I don't even know if he was likely to score a try.
That's the thing I thought was bullshit because, like, I think the Brumbies deserve to win it at the end. There, it's definitely a penalty.
Yeah.
100% a penalty. Okay. Cynical, give him a yellow card.
Yeah.
But there was like another player right there.
Yeah, I would have thought penalty,
and it
yellow
was a
card.
Super hard ball to regather that was moving at speed.
Exactly. I don't think he was guaranteed to score
and
that.
And it was a penalty.
Or even likely to score it. Maybe.
As a Brumbies fan, I would have slightly been happier with that because it was dinkable.
Yeah.
Very, very calculable.
It doesn't really matter because, like you say, that field position, even if it's a penalty and yellow card, it's right in front of the sticks and he's kicking it.
It was super easy to kick off again.
Yeah, penalty try felt a bit
tough. It was super easy to dot over and that would have seen out the time running the game because the game had 12 seconds left or something like that.
Yeah, they still restarted after that.
And they restarted. So a restart happens, anything can happen. Like, so if I was a fan, I would be like, give us the penalty. It stopped the, did it stop the Chiefs? No, the Crusaders from getting a bonus point?
No, because I think 7 points, so they still go on.
So, but hey,
Still another loss.
Still tough times for our Crusaders.
Yep.
Jeez Louise. Is it bad of us that we're taking so much joy in this?
I don't think so.
What do you think of this, by the way?
That's all right.
Yeah. A bit more hoppy than we're used to.
Yeah. I thought the Blues Highlanders was going to be close.
So did
because
I.
Because we changed our team.
We're jumping too quickly. Okay. So Crusaders from here, who have they got?
They've got the Blues, and then they got Moana Pacifica.
We talk way too much about them.
They got the Blues at home, and they got Moana Pacifica at home, and they need to win both.
So
they have to win both,
and they can still win both and still not get in.
It depends if the other teams above them get enough points, they can still not have enough. Yeah, they're on 15. If they beat us with a bonus point, they'll be on 20, which is still not. They're still behind the draw. We're on 21.
So the Drua really just need to get one more win.
But the Drua are away to the Highlanders next, and they have not won a home game. Away game yet. So they're not going to win that one. They're going to go down to cold ass Dunedin. They're not going to win that one.
Come on, the Drua. So if the Drua win against the Highlanders,
the Drua's final game is at home to the Rebels. So you would think, probably, the Drua would win one more.
I thought of a way to psych up the Crusaders for the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
The next rest of the competition, actually,
mm-hmm.
is go over their record in finals.
Mm-hmm.
So the Crusaders have not lost a finals game
mm-hmm.
in 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have won 28 of those bastards straight.
Mm-hmm.
Not lost a game.
That's
boom,
insane.
Boom, 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 boom. Won them all.
How did you know it was 28? Did someone mention it?
No, I just did some maths.
Okay.
So, there's four finals games in each series, isn't there? Or is there three? There's only three. You got to win a quarter. You got to win a semi, 21.
And a final. Okay.
21. They've won 21 in a row.
Right.
So, and then you go, we've won. That's an amazing achievement.
That is.
That's an amazing achievement.
Some of those games away from home, Eden Park.
Yeah, exactly. We need to win. And then we've done that. But this year, our final series
starts now.
Starting two games earlier. And we keep that streak going. We keep that streak going. So it's a finals game this week against the Blues.
Mm.
We won 21 of these bastards. We know how to win these. You were there, Reese. You were there. Strange. Barrett, are you back yet? You were there.
Right.
You know, some of you guys, we were here for some of that. But we can do this. You know, we've done it before.
Mm.
Play highlights of this shit all week, all the great tries, all the big moments, all that sort of stuff. Get them up for it. And go, these are our finals. But maybe, just maybe, they've already been doing that, you know, and they've been losing over and over again.
Mm.
So maybe, do you think that would have any effect on them morally?
I mean,
I'm not known as a motivator.
They're in a pretty bad position.
They're playing the top team.
They're literally playing the top team. If it was anyone but the Crusaders, right? If we were playing the Highlanders and they were second to last or third to last, whatever they are,
we'd not be worried about them.
Down in Dunedin, do you think we would be thinking,
not a
jeez, maybe.
What have they done to us?
Oh,
and then they keep losing. We should.
Mm-hmm. We should be writing them
and
off.
And they're not quite. Yeah, but they.
Anyway,
I feel like they're some sort of zombie, and they're not dead until they're dead.
That's right.
You know, to have chopped their head off.
This is one of like a horror movie where unless you've seen them get the stake through the heart or head cut off,
if they beat us next weekend,
yes, they're still alive.
They're still alive, and they're like, boys, we just beat the top team.
Exactly. You know?
And look, we win next week, we get to face them again.
Exactly.
We know that we can do it.
Exactly.
And then they're just...
It all starts from there.
Choo, choo, choo.
Back on that train.
Yeah, but hopefully not.
Hopefully
I
not.
Just don't think they've quite got the cattle right now. They don't have the 10. They don't have the players. They don't have the form.
How about Lee Halfpenny, man? He comes down, he's thinking, I'll just do one more year. I'll go down to Christchurch and just win a Super Rugby title.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Be a nice way to cap off the career. Nope.
Plays 20 minutes. He played
well, maybe still. He's played one game.
Yeah. And he played pretty poorly. So. He
missed a sitter and looked a bit off the pace.
Yeah. Like he's just having it. Yeah. It was what it was.
The Blues beat the Highlanders.
Amazing.
Blues kind of B team, couple of debutants. And then the Highlanders, unchanged lineup, almost their full strength side.
Playing for their
lives. They're on a 3-match winning streak, and we flogged them. Absolutely. Close at halftime.
Close at halftime, but then just...
Second half just unleashed.
Jeepers. Stan Verne has got these boys going. He's got
the humming, eh?
Yeah,
it was what amazing. They needed was just a crutchety old bald man. Yeah, that's what they needed.
Exactly. Hoskins, Satutu, not well, he there. He wasn't
even playing, yeah. Mark Talia was not playing.
Mark Talia wasn't
there. Perifetta pulled out injured at the end.
Two Pipes wasn't playing. What's this? Patrick.
Rico wasn't playing.
Yeah.
A lot of guys were drinking not a playing. Coke
at one stage. They cut on me drinking Coke. He was really sculling it down. I was he's on a sugar champ.
Exactly.
Not
good for your recovery.
But the guys who came in
looked class.
Yeah, looked.
Did you see the post-match interview with Cade Banks, the debutant?
Tried to grab the mic. North Harbour boy. And what's her name?
Ricky Swindell wasn't letting that go. Yeah, she was like,
no.
So they just got this awkward moment where they're just kind of like holding like this.
And he's like, okay, this is my moment.
I had that. I think that's an instinctive thing where someone just like does this and you just like want to grab it.
Well,
like,
someone's giving you.
Yeah, because someone's giving you something.
Yeah, yeah. Once yeah.
I was on I did air cadets when I was a high school student.
Yeah.
And we went on a camp and we caught the bus of there and took a bus back. Like they rented a coach.
Yes.
But there wasn't enough spots. So someone had to go in the van with this really stern, like warrant officer guy. And I was the guy who had got to sit with him. And we just sat in silence the whole drive. It was like a couple of hours.
Anyone else having fun on the bus?
Everyone else having fun on the bus. And he was like, I'm going to get McDonald's. Do you want anything? Like, do you have money to buy anything? Like, I'm not buying shit, but like, do you? And I was like, no, it's fine. And then he goes to the drive-thru.
And he didn't get you anything?
No, he didn't get me anything. He gets his own food. Stingy bastard. And he gives me his drink and he's like, hold this for me. And I'm just like, thanks. Like, my brain just went to thanks. And he's like, it's not for you.
And you're like,
I'm like, actually, I know, but.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah. But I'm assuming that's kind of the same thing as Cade Banks. Right. Like, just like someone.
Yeah. Someone's giving you something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he'll play a lot.
No. More. But he looks sharp.
And he got a try.
Yeah.
North Harbour boy.
Yeah.
Who else was. I think Knock is playing really well at the moment.
Mm hmm. He actually got a start.
No knocks on Knock.
Mm hmm.
The other Kiriwani looked pretty good out there.
Yeah, he did actually.
He's looking all right.
Funaki comes off the bench and he has a bit of a stormer. So yeah, Blues are looking good.
Forbes,
it's a weird position
Forbes,
to be in.
Yeah, Forbes
at the fullback. Yeah, he's looking good too. He blew one try potentially, but didn't really matter.
Blummer just doesn't know how to miss a kick at the moment. Yeah,
I know. It's unbelievable what's going on. It's like we're in a parallel universe. Crusaders are crap, and Harry Plummer's kicking everything. What's going on?
It's gay. You're going to say something that I don't think anyone has ever said before. Okay? Could Harry Plummer...
Make the All Blacks, don't say it.
Make the All Blacks.
Goodness me.
He's playing like this, and he has a stormer of a final series.
Maybe.
What do you think? Stranger things have happened?
Stranger things have happened.
He's playing clutch. He looks like he's a guy who's like really understands his
game. Yeah. They could call him into the squad. I can't see him getting capped just yet. There's been plenty of guys who've had like one really good season and not gone into the All Blacks.
But he's...
Remember Ben Lamb for the Hurricanes one year?
Yeah.
Like he was just insane and he never got called up.
Yeah, I was worried about Shooter. I thought this could be Shooter's year, but he's a bit weak on
Dan. Falling off the pace a bit, eh? Maybe compared to his breakout year last year.
Yeah. He's had a bit of injury problems.
That's right, that's true.
But no, they're playing. Their forward pack is just so dominant. Rugby. They're driving Maul.
We did get pinged at scrum time at least once or twice, which was a little bit concerning because that happened against the Canes as well. But
Angus Ta'avao got pinged a couple of times. Yeah. He was up against
De Groot.
De Groot looks good. Tomati Williams looks good.
Mm.
Bauer looks good.
The propping stocks are all right.
Angus Ta'avao. No, Angus
Tuungafasi.
Tuungafasi. Mm-hmm. He looks good. Propping stocks looking Cody Taylor back.
Yeah,
we're looking all right.
Not too bad.
Hopefully with our props, which is weird. It's weird.
Force Waratahs, 27-7. Speaking of props, the Waratahs have lost like 10 props this year.
I was just going Force games expecting to watch them lose. And when they play all right.
Like, they should have got a bonus point.
Mm.
They didn't, which may cost them because they're on 19 points. The draw are on 21. So they could have been... One point behind.
They got a better chance of making the eight. Who have they got next week?
They're away to the Reds. And the Force are also kind of like the Drua. They don't travel well.
Mm.
Perth's a bit of a fortress.
It is.
They've beaten the Crusaders there. They've beaten the Reds there. And they beat the Waratahs there. They're doing all right at home.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Good for them.
Good for the Force. I'd love to see them make the eight.
Yeah, so would I. I'd like to see the Force make the eight. I'd like to see the Druid make the eight. And I'd like to see the Rebels make the eight.
So who do you drop out from the current eight? That means the Highlanders would have to not make the eight.
I'm okay with that. Okay. I'm not averse to it, but they've made the eight.
Plenty of times.
They've had a lot of RC8s.
Right.
I mean, we had to beat them when we were number one a couple of years ago, didn't we?
And yep. We beat them.
And I was like, this sucks. You shouldn't be there.
That's right. We shouldn't be playing you. It's a waste of time. Yes. I think in that series, the only good game was like actually the Reds, I think, gave the Chiefs a bit of a scare. I think that was first against eighth.
Every other
game was just bullshit.
Yeah. Well, so who are we likely? We could
at the moment, we'd be playing the Drua.
Drua at Eden Park.
Yeah. Hurricanes would be playing Highlanders. Brumbies would be playing Rebels. And Chiefs would be playing Reds.
Give us a wet night at Eden Park. We're winning that game, aren't we? Hurricanes playing the...
They would play the Highlanders.
Hurricanes take that.
Brumbies would play the Rebels, which they would win. Mm. And the Chiefs would play the Reds, which would maybe be a little bit tasty. Because the Reds seem to be a bit of a bogey team for the Chiefs. But
yeah, I reckon that's a good game. I really would like to see at least one Australian team in the semis.
Brumbies, he'd be a shot at the minute.
Yeah.
Well, some of those guys are good form. Like Tom Wright looked class. Lola Seal was pulling the strings, man. I mean, was goal kicking was shite, but
yeah,
he was setting up some good runs. Valentini looked good.
Who's your number 10 right now for the Wallabies?
I reckon Lola Seal.
Yeah.
But he's had a few chances at international level and
Ben
never
Dawson
really.
Or anything like that.
But he's in good form too.
He looks all right.
Yeah.
I like him, to be honest. I think Lola Seal maybe play him a bit like a Marcus Smith off the bench with a bit of impact and play a guy who's maybe just got a little bit more experience and just a little bit more of a calmer head, you know, in those games.
Even the Reds guys are looking all right. Crichton
Joe Schmidt looking all right. Has enough talent to play with.
He does.
Yeah, they should.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah. Are they getting, what's his name? He's a giant back for the rugby championship.
Will Skelton.
Yeah.
Don't know what he'll do with the overseas players. Will he stick local?
What will he do? Hey, can you put your head a little bit lower in there? And like pretend like you're laughing because last week we cut off a little bit of your head in the it's like
look at that. Yeah. That's for your thumbnail, Tony.
Get it lower.
Do you get it lower. You know? Look at that. Thumbs up.
You never do that.
It's so unnatural. Oh goodness me. Yeah. The Black Ferns.
Were you like Fonzie?
Hey.
Okay. The Black Ferns
lost for the first time ever to Canada.
And are now ranked number three
in the world. Unbelievable.
I'm happy and sad. A little bit disappointed as a New Zealander. I'm like, not good to lose.
But good for the game.
Good for the game. And good for the fact that, you know, we sometimes think about the women's game and we go, we don't have the Six Nations or anything like that
to
play. There's, and the Australians just aren't quite up to it yet.
Yeah, they've never beaten us.
But there's it's good to have a top-notch competition with the top-notch competitors.
Yeah,
because Canada are one of the best female teams in the world. One of the best.
Yeah.
Actually, they're one of the best teams in the world. Super woke. they're an outstanding team, and it's so weird. How the hell are the Canadian women's team one of the best teams in the world, whereas their men's team?
I think I have an answer for you.
They're a team that needs rental cock.
I think I have a non-rental cock answer for you.
Is it that guy who's the Welsh manager of Jonah Longo? What's his name?
Yeah, his son.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's awful. Name? Kingsley Jones.
Why is he still?
Because he's cheap. He's like a rental cock. He's the worst coach, and they just keep keeping him on. He must got pictures of somebody, surely. He's got the worst record. They play the worst rugby. But I think in a nutshell, it comes down to professionalism. The Canadian men's team prior to professionalism was all right.
Yeah.
They've made at least one quarterfinal, I think, at a World Cup. They played us back in the 90s.
So their best place finish is the same as Ireland's best place finish.
Pretty much. Yep. But when professionalism hit, that didn't, like the Canadian game is totally amateur, so
then they didn't have the
resources to keep up with everyone else.
Yeah,
and that is a risk which could happen with their women's team as well, because England's fully professional, France is fully professional, and at least some of the players in like New Zealand and Ireland and Wales and stuff have at least got some kind of semi-professional or professional setups where they can at least either part-time work or fully focus on rugby.
Yeah.
And the difference between that, like someone who's a full-time rugby player is going to be a shitload better than someone who's a school teacher and, you know, plays a bit of rugby on weekends and goes to training once a week, you know what I mean? Yeah. So that could happen with the Canadian
women's. So they must have had a relatively strong competition in Canada domestically pre-professionalism, but they didn't have the structure or infrastructure to be able to create
to keep up once
to create a professional league.
I mean, rugby's had a lot of kind of hiccup moments as from the transition from amateur to professional, but yeah, Canada did not seem to keep up in the men's game anyway. They suck. So yeah, Canada, what they do with the women is going to be a really interesting one because, like I said, England, I think, are far streets above everyone else.
Yeah. And it's almost a shame. Well, I'm glad we won the World Cup final, but they
might be the last one we win for a while, man. The English girls are bloody good.
Well, they were spanking us before that. Mm-hmm. The year before, they absolutely tore us to pieces.
That one game was at home and they had a red card.
They had a red card.
Early red card.
And we all know a red card in World Cup final
makes a difference.
Can't come back from that. But, you know, they still lost by 1 point.
Yeah, exactly. They had a chance to win at the death with a maul, but they lost the
line. We didn't have a chance to win it. We had multiple kicks to win it.
The amount of times we
should have a swear jar for it.
Every time we reference the World Cup.
And then we just say something a little bit bitter and sour.
But no, congratulations to Canada. That's big. And they won that competition. What's it called? Pacific Fours or something?
The Fours.
Yeah.
Or the Four Nations.
Which is, you know, Australia, New Zealand, Canada and USA.
Four.
Yeah, they won it. That was good.
And the Aussies.
And there was a couple of disallowed tries in that game. The Blackthorns at one point went through like 36 phases.
That's insane.
And the Canadians held us out. Well, we scored, I think, from the next.
It's entertaining rugby to watch, though, eh?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And it's genuinely really good. The amount of quick tap penalties was really good to see.
Yeah. That was a good game.
Yeah, it was.
If you haven't seen it, you should check it out.
The Australian woman lost to the American
woman. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, but I didn't see it either, but I heard that.
Okay, the Australian women are not very good, but they're also not professional. So.
Yes. Unlike, New Zealand has a professional competition now. Semi-professional.
Wow. I think the Black Ferns, some of them are on professional contracts, but the Aupiki players are just like...
They'll be hurting about that, won't they? That game.
Big time.
Yeah.
We had a couple of yellow cards, which didn't help, though.
Did they have any?
Can I? Yeah, they had one.
You can.
Their halfback got yellow carded.
Yeah, it was kind of looked like a Sam Warburton tip tackle.
Yeah, the tip tackle, not good.
You know, they went for an off-field review.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's it. Champions Cup final's coming.
Ba-boom!
Leinster up against Toulouse. Come on. At 1:45 in the morning. Not looking forward to getting up. What do you reckon? Do I go to sleep and get up for it, or do I just stay up for it and then go to bed after?
What are you doing on that Saturday before?
There might be Super Rugby on until 11.
Are you able to take an extra long nap at some stage that day?
No, because I've got to take my daughter out to a farm.
Okay, what time? So it starts at 1:45. So we're
probably finished by 3:45.
4 in the morning.
Yep.
No man's land. Rough. And then it could be a really exciting. And you've got to record one of your videos.
Match review.
So you'll do a match review. That'll be
done. I think I'll go to bed early and I'll get up for it.
Okay, that's your plan?
I think so.
And then you'll get a power nap in and then try.
Two power naps, basically. I'll power nap on each side of the game.
And then try and get your review done, get it up and go to bed by 5.
Try, yeah.
And maybe get another 3 or 4 hours in.
Yeah. So, getting too old for this shit, man.
And then, so you'll be there. You might get 4.5 hours of sleep.
It's
all
be
up.
Brutal. It's like, we're taking
a, none of it like will be, none of it will be REM.
No.
It will be shite.
It's going to be like taking a flight, basically.
Yes.
Long, it's like an international flight.
And you know, and you got to be a good dad the next day.
Exactly.
You don't have to be a good dad.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. You have to be.
Try not to be grumpy.
Try not to be a prick. Yeah. It's hard for you.
It is. I'm naturally a bit prickly.
But you know, it's part of your charm.
But it's a big game.
Yes. It is a huge game.
Leinster have been trying to get this next star on their jersey for like, they've been like one of the favorites for 3 or 4 years running and they've just never got it done.
I just don't
La think... La Rochelle, Toulouse, Exeter have all won it, like in Saracens in the meantime, and Leinster have just been one of the favorites every single year. It's never got it done.
I can see them losing.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just think when you overinvest in something and want it too much, just sometimes fate has a way of not letting you have it. But, you know, like, I'm not saying I want them to lose.
Have they been not paying enough attention to the URC, which they were dominating right until they made this kind of Champions Cup finals run?
You got to take momentum in any form you possibly can into a game, and they don't seem to have a huge amount of that right now.
Chopping and changing.
Yeah, chopping and changing. Cohesion.
Mm-hmm.
We are the Two Cents Gets Cohesive podcast.
There you go.
A cohesion podcast. But yeah, and then I can also see them winning it. But it should be a good game.
Should be a cracker.
Yeah.
You'll watch it delayed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay off socials.
Yeah, I'll do my best to. You know, it's not too bad in New Zealand because you can kind of... I could go on Facebook and not get spoiled. Not that I want to go on Facebook.
My Facebook fucking feed is just all bullshit.
It's total shit.
What happened to that?
It's just absolute crap.
It just comes out with like stupid clickbait posts.
Yeah. And it's all just absolute shit.
Nonsense. It's got nothing to do with anything that I follow.
Yeah. And it was all like stuff when we were around at the beginning of it. It was all your friends and all their shit.
It used to be your friends post. Oh, this prick's fucking putting photos of his dinner up. Snoozed for 30 days. Don't care.
No, but I don't.
The worst ones were when people would have babies. Oh my God, they would put up photos every day of their baby. No. I know you like your baby, but nobody else likes your baby as much as you like your baby.
Your baby sucks.
Yeah, I didn't put baby photos up to Facebook.
Yeah, I think I did a couple.
Yeah, a couple's fine.
Yeah. Announce the birth.
I put one to announce the birth.
I haven't posted a Facebook photo of myself for a long time.
You've aged terribly.
Yes, I know. Well, 21 there. I don't have the Facebook app on my phone.
I do.
Delete it.
Yeah, it's all nonsense.
Why do you need it? It's absolute shit. You don't need that crap on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That has to be going to go. But that being said, the Super Rugby teams, because I have to use their images for my Wednesday video with the team announcements for New Zealand Rugby, a lot of them don't update Twitter. They all update Instagram, but Instagram's a pain in the ass to get the images from. You have to kind of snip it instead of just downloading it.
Yeah, right.
They all do Facebook. Facebook's got the numbers, I guess.
Yeah, still got the baby boomers. Boomers are...
They're big on the Facebook.
Big on the book of faces. They really are. This is Two Cents Gets Social Media'd, a social media podcast.
By the way, I've still got some Chinese snacks to bring.
Oh, wait, I thought we were doing that tonight.
No, I forgot. Well, I didn't forget, but I thought, no, I can't be bothered.
Can't be asked. All right, yes, I can't wait to do that. That should be fine.
I'm going to bring a bunch of Chinese snacks. Should be fun,
is what I was looking for.
And we're going to eat them.
And it's going to be for the channel 2 Cents on Tour. People were requesting after there was
the Tony edit. They want the Tony edit.
There's a lot of people wanting the Tony edit.
Okay, maybe I'll send you some footage.
The distracted edit. It's going to be weird. It's got to get...
You have to put a disclaimer at the front.
Yeah. You're going to have to. Can I make the thumbnail too?
You can do everything. You can do my next one.
Can it be short? I want it to be short.
Yeah. I've got one that's not got a heck of a lot of stuff in it.
So, okay.
I'll give you the one, me crossing the bridge, because not a lot happens in that one. I walk across a bridge.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna make it 2 Cents meets the Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
You know how they're going to get from...
Oh, God.
It's going to be a lot of Frodo and Sam in it, walking with you. Going to be great. The Fellowship of the Crossing.
This has been a podcast.
Believe it or not, I'm sorry, we not a lot of hot takes, not a lot of happenings really this week in the world of rugby. A
lot of games.
And they all kind of blurred together. I had a couple of
I
drank some
hard
wine and I watched it and I was like, I've got to watch this stuff. And then
I had lunch with my dad today. I remember he asked me one of the games that I watched that he didn't watch. And he was like, who scored the try in that game? And I was like, I watched it.
There was a bloke.
Can't remember.
It's that guy who used to be in that other team.
Yeah.
I think he used to play for counties.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's some great quality shit you're listening to. And you've been listening to that for, I don't know, maybe we've gone about 50 minutes.
Apple Podcasts.
iHeart Radio.
Spotify.
iTunes. Oh, Apple Podcasts.
You just fucked that one up. Google Podcasts, but not for much longer. It's going away.
Yeah, it's gone pretty much. And Spotify.
I already said Spotify.
No, you didn't.
I literally just did. Hey, future Tony, who's watching this footage back, Now you feel like an idiot, don't you? Because I already said Spotify.
But you look good.
You're a champ. What a dude. You smell good. Well, maybe not.
I took my socks off.
You don't smell good.
Yeah, right. All right. Socks? What do you think of my feet?
Don't leave me hanging.
For some reason, it hurt my hand. I've been playing too much golf.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's quite stunning.
Need to give you some editing today.
Yes.
Take care, folks. Smile for the thumbnail.